Yeah, I was asking before the tape ran out about whether you've ever heard that, that frying pan with the legs on it called a spider or something like that, other than a griddle.
Very rarely, and usually not by people native to the area.
I see. Or say, do you ever see where you're from, these great big black things that people used to have out in their yard, you know, that used for boiling things?
Yeah, kettles.
Call that a kettle.
And our pots.
It's just pots.
Wash pots. That's what they were used for most of the time.
I see. Or, again, talking about containers, say if you had some cut flowers that you wanted to, display in your house somewhere, you put those in them.
In a vase.
Yeah. Or there are people pronounce that differently.
Vase.
Where you're from?
No, it's vase is what it said. They would laugh. So
would you associate the pronunciation vase with a more
elite withdrawing? Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, maybe put on. Do you think people
definitely put on.
Yeah. Yeah. Per se, if you were just growing flowers, would you grow flowers in a vase or?
No, you grow them in a pot.
You grow them in a pot. We're talking about utensils, the things that you use. For eating any type of meal, you would use a
knife, yeah, and fork,
and a
spoon.
Yeah. Or if you were having steak, you might bring out a set of steak
knives.
Or talking about meals, after you get through with a meal, what do you call yourself doing when you what do you have to do with the dishes to clean them? You say you
wash the dishes.
And if you get through doing that, in order to get the soap sucked off,
you rinse.
When you do that, when you're washing the dishes, do you use any kind of cloth or something like that when you're washing? In order, to loosen particles of food and that type of thing?
No, that would usually be a sponge.
Just a
sponge. Or a dish rag.
Or a dish rag. Is there one that you use for drying the dishes too?
And that's called a dish rag too.
Both are called dish rag. Used for washing in.
Well, it would usually be by size. The one usually called dish rag is for drying.
Yeah.
But sometimes you would use a small one for washing.
Or say when you're taking a bath, maybe a small one that you might use for.
That's a wash rag.
That's a wash rag. And the big.
Or washcloth sometimes, and that's a towel.
The big one too. Or say if you were, the thing in the kitchen, right over the sink that the water comes out of when you turn it on.
Oh, the faucet.
Call that the faucet. Well, if it were in the front yard that you might hook up a hose to, what would that thing be?
That'd be the faucet.
Be a faucet too. Have you seen these portable water containers that you might take on the road, say if on the highway department had people out on the road? The thing that you might press or turn somehow that the water would, so the
yeah,
water would come out.
So what do we call those? Just a cooler, water cooler.
Mm-hmm. Or the whole thing you would call a water cooler. Is there any particular name for the part of it?
Oh, the spout.
Yeah, that would be the spout. Yeah. I see. Have you ever heard people call that a faucet or a spigot or something like that?
Yeah, spigot more for me.
I see. One thing I forgot to ask you, when we were talking about buildings and all that, you mentioned house. The plural of that would just be you have two
houses.
Yeah. Or say in extremely cold weather. I don't know if you have a problem with this at your house, but if it was very cold,